You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Now to another story that's been bubbling along all week. Kodak is back in the news after an unusual turn of events. Last week, the federal government called on Kodak to help produce pharmaceuticals related to COVID-19 treatment. It was a new twist for a company that's already had several, from the premier photography company in America to bankruptcy in 2012 to this loan under the Defense Production Act that's now under congressional inquiry to produce generic medicines that right now we mostly only get from China. Oh yeah, there's a China angle. And there's some questionable stock sales in there too. But we are going to try to answer the simplest question we can. Why Kodak? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst tackles that one.
Until about 10 days ago, Kodak's place as a household name was going the way BlackBerry and Blockbuster did. Then the Trump administration announced it's giving Kodak a $765 million loan to produce chemical ingredients for COVID-19 treatments. Professor Rosabeth Moss-Cantor from Harvard Business School says it's not as weird as it might sound.
Photography, I think, when it was invented, was all about chemical baths. So Kodak had chemical roots.
But many are raising eyebrows, like medical chemist and science writer Derek Lowe, who's suspicious of what's being heralded as Kodak's big comeback. He says the company will have to compete with a global and possibly cheaper supply chain.
Production for generic drugs is not exactly a path to riches. They are going to be hard-pressed to produce a lot of these things at any kind of price that can compete with what we get now from offshore supply.
It's hard to imagine this in the age of the selfie, but photography used to be something for special occasions and important people. Kodak became a household name because it made photography accessible to everyone.
Kodak's got the instant camera you've been waiting for. Instant color photographs, that's what the handle's for.
Professor Kamal Munir at the University of Cambridge has studied Kodak. He says it didn't just sell photography, Kodak was photography.
In their heyday, they had close to, you know, sort of 70% of the global market share of film.
And Kodak's failure to adapt to the smartphone era made it a relic. But will the pandemic change that? Some are having a hard time picturing it. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.